Hello friends, now we are going to see chapter 17. This chapter deals with dishonor of an instrument. See, an instrument is made in order to get it honored. That means it is a contract where we want the parties to abide by the contract. But if the parties fail in their contract, they don't perform it, then we say that the instrument is dishonored. So, how can this dishonor take place? What are the various methods by which an instrument gets dishonored? Means it is not honored, the payment is not made, or the commitments that are mentioned in the instrument are not fulfilled. Now, what are the types of dishonor? How does a dishonor take place? A bill can be dishonored either by non-acceptance or by non-payment. See, in the case of a promissory note, there are only two parties. One, the maker of the instrument, the other, the beneficiary, the one who is going to get the payment. I promise to pay Mr. X rupees so much. So, I am the person who is making a commitment of giving payment to Mr. X. So, the parties are I and Mr. X. I have undertaken a commitment. If I don't fulfill that commitment, I am dishonoring my own commitment. The promissory note is dishonored. There is no question of me accepting my liability. So, in the case of a promissory note, there is no question of acceptance. In the case of a bill of exchange, A draws a bill on B, asking him to pay to C or his order. Now, A has drawn the bill, he knows what are the terms and conditions. He has drawn it on B and gives it to B. B has to accept, okay, I agree to pay. Now, he has to agree. Now, if he doesn't agree, he says, no, I am not going to accept. What happens? The bill becomes invalid. That means it becomes dishonored. It doesn't become invalid, it becomes dishonored. Because then C can demand payment directly from me. He will not go to B, he will come and ask me to make the payment. So, yahan pe kya hua? The bill has been dishonored by B. So, where B is in the picture, he has to accept. If he doesn't accept, it is dishonored due to non-acceptance. So, a bill can be dishonored either by non-acceptance or by non-payment. Now, we will see the first one, dishonor by non-acceptance. Now, dishonor by non-acceptance is not the problem involved in the case of a promissory note. But in the case of a bill of exchange, this is very much required. A dishonor by non-acceptance entitles the holder to take recourse against the drawer or endorser immediately. The bill is made payable after 90 days. So, for payment, Mr. C has to wait for 90 days. But acceptance has to be given by Mr. B within 48 hours after he gets the bill into his hands. So, the bill is given to Mr. B today. So, within 48 hours, he has to agree to accept his liability. So, he has to sign on the instrument, I agree, I accept, and sign and put the date. If he does not do it, if he doesn't accept within 48 hours, or he refuses to accept, that means he has made the bill non-acceptable. So, when C is not accepted, what will happen to C? C cannot take any recourse to B. Instead, he will turn to me. Are bhaiya, B ne mana kar diya, wo to refuse kar raha hai, he is not accepting. Now, you make the payment to me. And this C can ask me to make the payment without waiting for 90 days. 90 days bill maine banaya tha B ko C paise dene ke liye. B has to pay to C after 90 days. But once B refuses, C can demand payment from me immediately. He need not wait for 90 days. Dishonor by non-acceptance entitles the holder, either C or maybe his endorsee, D, E, whosoever is the holder, to take recourse against the drawer or endorser immediately. He need not wait till the maturity of the bill. He doesn't have to wait for 90 days or 30 days or whatever is the due date. he can demand payment from the previous parties other than the drawee, the acceptor, any other party, he can ask for payment immediately without waiting for the due date to come. An instrument is dishonored by non-payment when there is default in payment by the acceptor of a bill. Payment nahi kiya gaya on the due date or on demand, then it is dishonored due to non-payment. When the drawee does not accept, it is dishonored due to non-acceptance. When the payment is not made by any of the parties, either the drawee or the acceptor or the drawer, when they don't pay, there is default in payment by the acceptor or the maker of a note or the drawee of a check. In that case, we say the bill is dishonored due to non-payment. So, bill can be dishonored either due to non-acceptance or it can be dishonored due to non-payment. In either case, the bill is dishonored. Now, we will see one by one in detail. Dishonor by non-acceptance takes place when the drawee does not accept within 48 hours or refuses to accept. A drawee gets 48 hours time to accept the bill, to put his signature, accept it, sign karo niche. पर 48 घंटे में नहीं किया उसने या फिर मना ही करता है टोटली इवन ऑन द वेरी फर्स्ट डे फर्स्ट आवर इटसेल्फ नहीं नहीं आई एम नॉट गोइंग टू एक्सेप्ट सो ही डजंट डू इट विद इन 48 आवर्स और ही रिफ्यूजेस टू डू इट देन इट इज डिसऑनर्ड ड्यू टू नॉन एक्सेप्टेंस डिसऑनर बाय नॉन एक्सेप्टेंस ऑल्सो टेक्स प्लेस व्हेन देर आर मेनी ड्रॉइज द बिल इज ड्रॉन ऑन 3-4 ड्रॉइज एंड वन ऑफ देम रिफ्यूजेस टू साइन There are 3-4 drawees and they are not partners. In the case of a partnership firm, if a bill is drawn on a partnership firm, any one partner signing is okay. It is accepted. It is allowed. Acceptance by one single partner is binding on all the partners. But that is not the case with individuals. If a bill is drawn on 3 people, A, B and C, A, B and C have to jointly accept and make the payment to X, then only A signs, B and C don't sign, or A and B sign, C does not sign, then this is non-acceptance by C or non-acceptance by B and C. In that case, there is a non-acceptance. So, non-acceptance by one of the several drawees, not being partners, and he does not accept. In that case, there is non-acceptance. When the drawee gives qualified acceptance, drawee is accepting, okay, I am ready to pay, I accept, but he is giving a qualified acceptance, he is putting conditions, riders, okay, I will accept provided 1, 2, 3 conditions, and these conditions are not agreed to by the other people, then it amounts to non-acceptance. अरे आप साइन कर रहे हो एक्सेप्ट कर रहे हो बट यू आर पुटिंग सो मेनी कंडीशंस एंड दोज कंडीशंस हमें कबूल नहीं है हमें मान्य नहीं है इन दैट केस इट इज दैट क्वालिफाइड एक्सेप्टेंस इज नॉट एन एक्सेप्टेंस फ्रॉम आर एंगल सो इट इज नॉन एक्सेप्टेंस एंड सो वी से द बिल इज डिसऑनर्ड व्हेन द ड्रॉई इज इनकॉम्पिटेंट टू कॉन्ट्रैक्ट और ही इज अ फिक्टिशियस पर्सन द बिल इज ड्रॉन ऑन अ पर्सन हु इज अ माइनर Or the bill is drawn on a person who cannot enter into a contract. Maybe he is insolvent or maybe he is a criminal. He is in the jail. He cannot enter into a contract. So, aise vyakti ke upar yadi humne bill draw kiya, so he cannot accept because he has no right or competence to accept. So, that acceptance has no meaning even if he signs. That acceptance is not binding on him because he cannot enter into a contract. He is incompetent. इसीलिए वो सिग्नेचर यदि वो साइन भी करेगा एक्सेप्टेंस इट इज ट्रीटेड एज नॉन एक्सेप्टेंस और इट इज पॉसिबल यू नो द बिल इज ड्रॉन ऑन अ पर्टिकुलर पर्सन बट ही इज नॉट ट्रेसेबल बहुत कोशिश की बहुत ढूंढा उसको पर वो मिल ही नहीं रहा कहां पे पता नहीं इज नॉट इन द सिटी इज नॉट इन एनी अदर सिटी यू आर नॉट एबल टू फाइंड हिम देन दैट पर्सन सिंस यू कांट लोकेट हिम ही इज ट्रीटेड एज अ फिक्टिशियस पर्सन ही इज ट्रीटेड एज एन इमेजिनरी पर्सन बिकॉज यू कांट फाइंड हिम So, if a bill is drawn on such a person who is deemed to be fictitious, who is not traceable, who is not found anywhere, then that bill is treated as dishonored due to non-acceptance. क्योंकि acceptance देने वाला कोई है ही नहीं, तो acceptance का सवाल ही नहीं आता है. So when the drawee is incompetent to contract or he is a fictitious person, you can't trace him, he is an imaginary person, a virtual person, then there is no question of acceptance by such an imaginary person. So it is treated as non-acceptance. Now, dishonor by non-payment. When does this happen? Dishonor by non-payment happens when the party primarily liable to pay, that is the acceptor of a bill and or the maker of a note and or the drawee of a check, they default in payment. The person who is bound to make the payment, the first person jiske upar zimmedari hai paise dene ki, yadi wo paisa nahi deta hai, so it is treated as dishonor due to non-payment. Now, dishonor due to non-payment can happen in other ways also. The person who is primarily responsible, the first person jiski primary duty hai payment dene ki, wo nahi deta hai. But dishonor by non-acceptance of a bill, no action lies against the drawee because he is not a party to the bill. When the drawee does not sign the acceptance, so he doesn't come into the picture. He has refused his liability, so he is not liable. But in the case of dishonor by non-payment, the drawee is supposed to pay but he has not paid. The drawer is supposed to pay, he is not paying. Then they are parties to the bill and action can be taken against all these people. In the case of non-acceptance, action cannot be taken against the drawee who has not signed. But in the case of non-payment, action can be taken against the drawee, whether he has signed or not signed. He is liable to pay, he is not paying, so action can be taken against him. When an instrument is not paid according to the tenor, according to the requirements, we say it is dishonored by non-payment. The parties responsible who should pay, they have not paid. They are supposed to pay a particular amount, they don't pay full amount, they pay part amount. So we don't treat it as fully paid. He is supposed to pay 5 lakhs rupees aur isne sirf 3 lakh diye. Fir baad mein bahut pester karne ke baad aur 50,000 deta hai, to 3.5 lakh diye. Aur baki payment ke liye you are after him, wo bolta hai haan de dunga 15 din ho gaye, 50 din ho gaye, 100 din ho gaye, 1 saal ho gaya fir bhi nahi de raha hai. You treat it as dishonored by non-payment. Part payment also means not paid. Until the last rupee is recovered, you are going to say it is not paid. 5 lakh ka bill hai aur usne sirf 4 lakh 90,000 diya, to bhi for 10,000 ke liye you will treat it as non-payment. Now, when a bill is not paid or when a bill is not accepted, it is dishonored. The terms and conditions of the bill are violated. The commitment is not fulfilled, the contract is not fulfilled. So, kya hota hai? When the bill is not paid, it is not honored, you have to issue a notice. Who has to issue the notice and who should get the notice? Let us see in detail. A notice of dishonor. When an instrument is dishonored, either by non-acceptance or by non-payment, a notice of dishonor must be given by the holder or any other person liable on the instrument. Jisko paisa milna chahiye, he has to issue a notice of dishonor to all the other parties, all the previous parties. See, A has drawn a bill on B, B has to pay to C, C has endorsed it in favor of D, D has again endorsed it to E. Now E has to receive the final payment. Once E is supposed to get the payment, he does not get the payment, he is going to issue a notice to D, C, B and A, all the prior parties. Or he can issue a notice to D, then D will issue a notice to C, C will issue a notice to B and B will issue a notice to A. Either the one party who has to receive the payment, he issues a single notice to all the previous parties, or he issues a notice to the preceding person, the person who endorsed in his favor, the endorser. Then D issues the notice to C and B, or B issues the notice only to C, or C issues notice to B and A, or only to B, whatever. Now these people, they have to issue a notice. This notice has to state that so and so bill, number so and so, dated so and so, amount so and so has not been paid. Payment manga fir bhi paise nahi mile. So the notice of dishonor has to be given by the holder or any other person liable on the instrument. When the person receives the notice of dishonor, he must inform the parties prior to him so that they can also be made liable. So as I said, E is issuing a notice to D. D has to issue the notice to all the previous parties because they also can be made liable. Otherwise, if D is not going to give notice to the previous parties, only D will be liable to E, and E will have recourse to D and not to the other people. And D cannot have recourse to anybody else because he is not issuing notice in turn to other people. If notice of dishonor is not served, all the parties will get discharged. As I said, E ne notice diya D ko, so D is held liable and C, B and A will not be liable. But E doesn't issue notice even to D. Aur sirf bolta hai, arre paisa nahi mila, to sirf bolne se nahi chalega. The notice has to be issued. And that notice will contain details also. Ki kya likhna chahiye wo dekhenge hum. But he has to issue a notice in writing. Ki ye instrument ka payment mujhe mila nahi hai. And if the notice is issued to all the people, all become liable. If notice is not issued to certain people, they will be not liable. Chhut gaye. So if notice of dishonor is not served, all the parties will get discharged. Notice of dishonor may be oral or written. It may be oral or written, and if it is written, it need not even be signed, but the detail should be there. And even when you are giving an oral notice, you have to record it. Some information, evidence is required that you have given a notice. The notice should give full description of the instrument which is dishonored. Full description means the number of the instrument, bill number, date, amount, beneficiary's name, maker of the instrument, and acceptor, drawee, all these details. And if there have been endorsements, then the details of the endorsements. If the notice is in writing, it should be sent by post to the place of business or at the residence of the party. Ab notice aap writing mein de rahe hain, to writing bana ke, notice bana ke apne pocket mein rakh liya, to wo notice ka koi meaning hi nahi hai. It has to be given to the person. E has to serve the notice to D, and D has to serve the notice to C, or E may serve the notice to D, E and B. So this has to be in writing. It will be sent by post to these people at their residence or their office of office address or business place. Jahan pe dhanda kar rahe hain wahan pe ye bhejna chahiye, and it has to be sent by post. The notice should be served within a reasonable time, say same day or next working day. Aaj bill dishonor hua hai, तो आज के आज आप नोटिस दे देंगे या मैक्सिमम कल तक. डोंट वेट फॉर 10-15 डेज, देन द नोटिस हैज नो मीनिंग. अनलेस देयर इज रियली सम डिजर्विंग केस वेयर देयर इज अ डिले बिकॉज ऑफ सम अनफोर्सीन सर्कमस्टेंसेस, देन द नोटिस कैन बी डिलेड. एक्सीडेंट हो गया, हॉस्पिटलाइज हो गए, 10 दिन आप आईसीयू में थे, पता ही नहीं, तो कुछ भी नहीं कर सके, तो देन दैट इज अ जस्टिफाइड डिले. बट अदरवाइज इफ देयर इज अ डिसऑनर the same day, if there the postal dispatch is not yet done, courier wale nikal ga nahi gaye, so then next day, otherwise same day, the notice has to be served on the same day or next working day. Notice of dishonor may be in any form. There is no prescribed format ki ye wording chahiye, ye aisa likhna chahiye, ye format likhna, aisa kuch nahi hai. It can be in any form. It should inform clearly that a specified instrument has been dishonored, that the instrument was dishonored by non-acceptance or by non-payment, and that he will be held liable thereon. So, aap notice of dishonor mein kya likhenge? You will write that so and so instrument, number, date, amount, description of the bill was not honored. It was not honored because of non-acceptance, or it was not honored because of non-payment. And because it has not been accepted, it has not been paid, you Mr. so and so, you are now liable to make the payment to me, you are liable to make compensation of damages to me, make good the loss. Ye notice mein likhenge hum. The notice may or may not be signed. see, the notice can be prepared by a lawyer. Then the person who is claiming payment will not be signing it. The lawyer will be signing it, or he may not sign it. It will be a typed document. So, it, law doesn't say it should be signed. It may or may not be signed. The notice should be served at the place of business residence of the party. If there is a business place, you will send the notice to the business place because the transaction is regarding the business. पर यदि business place नहीं है, घर से ही धंधा कर रहा है, घर से ही office चला रहा है, तो घर के address पे भेजेंगे. The notice has to be served at the place of business or at the residence. See, as we said, the notice need not be in any form. It can be in any prescribed format. There is no prescribed format. It can be in any format. It should mention specifically that it is dishonored, dishonored due to non-acceptance or non-payment, and so and so person, you are liable for this. And it has to be sent by post to the place where he is working or the residence. The notice of dishonor is not necessary in the following cases. There is no need to issue a notice in certain cases. Now, what are those cases? Normally, a notice of dishonor has to be served. Otherwise, you cannot claim remedy. Now, there is a provision for not serving a notice in certain cases. Notice of dishonor is not necessary in the following cases, where it is specifically waived. The parties mutually agree ki yadi payment nahi hua tabhi, there is no need to issue a notice. Hum baad mein isko nipta lenge. So, they have specifically waived notice of dishonor. Where the drawer has countermanded the payment, a bill is issued by A on B to C. Ab A jaake stop payment de deta hai ki no, don't make the payment. So, B ko instruction mila hai A se ki payment nahi karna hai. So, that means he is not going to make the payment. So, it is not a question of dishonor. Here A has taken back his instruction. So, he is told B not to make the payment. So, this is not dishonor. That is why notice of dishonor is not required where payment is stopped by the drawer. Where there will be no damages involved. See, dishonor hua hai, payment nahi mila hai, but you are not going to claim damages, you are not going to ask for compensation. Then there is no need to send a notice. So, notice of dishonor dene ki zarurat hi nahi hai, because you don't want to claim any damages. Or where the party's address is not known, you don't know where the party to whom you have to claim payment from, jisko notice dena hai, uska address hi nahi malum, to kaha notice bhejenge. Where you don't have the address, you are not going to serve any notice. Where one of the drawers is also an acceptor. I have issued a bill on B asking him to pay to C. Usually the drawee will be the acceptor. But suppose in some exceptional case I say ki theek hai, if B is not paying, I will accept the liability. So, I am the acceptor. And if there is non-acceptance, there is no question of giving notice to me. I know fully well, I have prepared the instrument, I am going to accept the liability. So, there is no question of giving a notice to the acceptor. So, where one of the drawers is also an acceptor, there is no question of serving a notice. Now, what are the duties which the holder should perform when there is dishonor? The holder is the person who is supposed to get the payment under the instrument. If the payment is not received, what he should do? Ek to wo payment demand karega, fir notice de dega. Is there anything else he has to do? In the case of a dishonor, the holder must first send notice of dishonor to all the parties. He should also get the noting and protesting done wherever necessary. Noting and protesting, I have already told you. In brief, I will tell you in detail subsequently. But this is the job of the holder. Jisko paisa milna tha par nahi mila, he is supposed to do this. So, he must get the noting and protesting done by the notary public wherever required. And he may file a suit against the parties for recovery of the amount due under the instrument. He is entitled to file a suit. He was supposed to get the payment. He did not get the payment on the due date. So he served a notice of dishonor. He is claiming damages, and for that he can file a suit. He has got the noting and protesting done. Now he has to file a suit in the court asking for payment plus compensation. Now he will ask for payment of the amount as per the bill. He can also ask for interest, overdue interest, kyunki itne din se paise mile nahi, and he can also ask for compensation for all the expenses that he is incurring. नोटिस भेजने के खर्च, उसका टाइप कराने का खर्च, उसको डिस्पैच करने का पोस्टल कुरियर चार्जेस, प्लस मेंटल स्ट्रेस, सो ही कैन क्लेम कॉम्पेंसेशन फॉर ऑल दीज थिंग्स. सो दिस इज द रोल ऑफ अ होल्डर व्हेन अ बिल इज डिसऑनर्ड. ही हैज टू सर्व द नोटिस. He has to get the noting and protest done, and he can file a suit. If he is filing the suit, it should be done within so and so period. All these things are prescribed in the law, and he should act according to the provisions given in the law. Okay, thank you.